ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام زهدك في راغب فيك نقصان حظ ورغبتك في زاهد فيك ذل نفس.
أمير المؤمنين إمام علي عليه السلام stated, "You're turning away from him who inclines towards you is a loss of your share of advantage, while you're inclining towards him who turns away from you is humiliation for yourself."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So dear friends, in this truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, this first divinely appointed Imam, this living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that he talks about certain concepts and certain ideas that really are universal. And they cross the boundaries of nationality and ethnicity. They cross the boundaries of language, of religion. They are truly things that are, as we say, universal. Imam Ali, in this one instance, we get a glimpse of his truly universal persona when he says that three things are heavenly treasures for a human being. Three things are a heavenly treasure for a human being. Number one is hiding the charity that one gives. Number two is hiding the calamity which befalls a person. And three is hiding an illness that one has. Now, to very quickly explain these things very humbly, because it's important to be able to correctly understand what is being said here by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The first thing is to hide the charity that one gives. Now, this is pretty much self-explanatory. You don't want to show off in front of people, hey, you know, look at me, I'm giving charity. No, if you want to give charity, give it in a undisclosed manner. We find that many of the divinely appointed imams, including Imam Ali alayhi salam, they would go and they would feed the poor of Medina or of Kufa in the middle of the night when everybody was sleeping. Meaning, nobody knew that these individuals were doing this kind of charity. The second thing, which is from among the heavenly treasures for human beings, is to hide the calamity which befalls a person. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't tell your friends when, for example, a loved one of yours has died and you are grieving. Or, for example, you were in an accident or somebody stole your money, or these kind of things. It doesn't mean that you don't tell them about this calamity. Hiding the calamity which befalls a person most probably means that we shouldn't complain about the calamities, right? You probably know certain people who are constantly complaining, whining about things. Oh, this happened to me, and that happened to me, and this problem, and that problem, and... This is a different type of hiding the calamity, you know? But it does not mean that we shouldn't talk to our friends, we shouldn't talk to our loved ones about something that is concerning us, about something that is troubling us, about a calamity that has befallen us. Yes, the Almighty Allah is the one who gives us strength and power and support, but it is also our circle of loved ones and our support circle which helps us and strengthens us in order to move forward from the calamities that happen to us. And the last one was to hide one's illness. This is also similar to this calamity aspect. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're sick, you hide your illness and you don't go to a doctor. You know, no, you should go to a doctor. Of course, you should try to heal yourself to the extent that you can, you know, and then if you find that it is necessary, then, you know, go to the doctor. But this is like the previous one. There are certain people constantly complaining and whining and screaming and hollering. No, don't be like that kind of an individual. That kind of an individual is actually quite frustrating and annoying. Hide your illness in this manner. Don't complain about it. But if you need to go to the doctor, you must go to the doctor. And if somebody can help you to get out of your illness, then it is necessary for you to talk to them about it. Beautiful and profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, Allah has explained himself. Nobody is a partner to him in his domain, might, and glory. He is eternal, has always been, and shall always be. He existed even before the universe came into being, but there is no beginning to his existence. He shall remain when every other thing shall vanish, and there shall be no end to his existence. His glory in his existence is so supreme, preeminent, transcendent, incomparable, and excellent that it is beyond the grasp of intellects. No one can understand or visualize it. When you have accepted these facts, then your behavior, so far as his commands are concerned, should be that of a person who realizes that his status, power, and position is nothing when compared to that of his Lord, who wants to gain his blessings through prayers and obedience, who fears his wrath as well as his punishments, and who absolutely in need of his help and protection. Remember, my son, Allah has not ordered you to do anything but that which is good and which propagates goodness, and He has not prohibited you from anything but that which is bad and will bring about bad effects.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Let us look at a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we are seeking the help of a great muhaddis, Shaykh Saduq, in his kitab Kamalul Deen wa Tamamun Ni'ma, where he has a narration going back all the way to Salman Farsi, who says that the Prophet was talking to Fatima about Ali, describing the qualities of Ali. And it's a long hadith, just one part of it. وَعِلْمُهُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. And one of the fazilat and virtue of Ali is his knowledge about the book of Allah and my sunnah. وَلَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَعْلَمُ جَمِيعَ عِلْمِي غَيْرَ عَلِيٍّ. In my ummah, there is no one who knows all the knowledge of mine except Ali. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّمَنِي عِلْمًا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ غَيْرِي. Allah has given the knowledge which nobody has. عَلَّمَ الْمَلَائِكَتُهُ وَرُسُلُهُ عِلْمًا. Allah even gave knowledge to the angels and to the messengers. فَكُلُّ مَا عَلَّمَهُ الْمَلَائِكَتُهُ وَرُسُلُهُ فَعَنَا أَعْلَمُهُ. All the knowledge which was given to the angels and the prophets all together, Rasulullah says, I have that. And then he says, وَأَمَرَنِي اللَّهُ أَنْ أُعَلِّمُهُ إِيَّاهُ. And Allah ordered me to teach all that to Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَعْلَمُ جَمِيعَ عِلْمِي وَفَحْمِي وَحِكْمَتِي غَيْرُهُ. So in the entire ummah, there is no one who knows all about the knowledge that I have, the understanding and wisdom that I have. And this is where I'll go back to the theme. Did Ali himself ever claim that or not? Again, we go to Sheikh Saduq in his Al-Amali.
listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.